Digital technology is widely expected to revolutionize the television industry in coming years. Among other things, digital TV will provide higher quality pictures and sound. A few years ago, a coalition of broadcasters, computer makers, and electronics companies decided to help the revolution along by drawing up standards for digital transmissions. But the effort has collapsed now into a bitter battle between information industry titans, a battle that one newspaper has called the Couch Potato War. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The dispute pits some of the nation's biggest computer companies, such as Microsoft and Apple, against the nation's best-known electronics companies and broadcasters. It began a few years ago when U.S. officials decided they wanted to promote the growth of high-definition television, or HDTV. HDTV is an innovative technology that provides especially clear quality pictures and sound, and U.S. companies had developed a highly sophisticated digital version of it. Federal officials were anxious not to lose an important market to the Japanese, who were already developing the technology. But receiving digital TV programs requires a special TV set, and U.S. officials were afraid that consumers might be initially reluctant to buy them. Gigi Sohn is executive director of the Media Access Project.
There is a thought, with which I agree, that if you don't have one standard, then you end up with a Betamax situation where you have people buying television sets that may one day be obsolete if they buy a set that isn't tuned to the standard that eventually wins out.
And so the FCC put together a coalition of companies from the television, electronics, and computer industries and asked them to draw up a national standard for transmitting digital programming into people's homes. Last November, the coalition finally presented its recommendations to the FCC, which was supposed to have voted on them this year. But the coalition's work has been undone at the last minute by a well-organized opposition campaign spearheaded by the computer industry. What riles the computer industry is that the proposed standards would allow the broadcast of some digital programs in what's called interlaced scanning format, a 50-year-old technology that's incompatible with computers. If interlaced scanning is allowed, the industry argues, you couldn't view some TV programs on computers, and your TV screen couldn't double as a computer monitor without an expensive converter. Again, Gigi Sohn.
In our opinion, there is a move towards convergence of computers and televisions, and that the FCC should facilitate that convergence happening. That it will help for universal access to new technologies to have a system where you can use your computer and your television to do the same thing. It's a consumer issue. Why have two boxes when you can have one?
The computer industry and its allies are proposing their own standards for digital TV, a single format that's compatible with computers. If such a format were in place, consumers could buy a box that would double as a TV and a computer monitor, and they could constantly upgrade their software if they wanted to adapt it for different uses. Kevin DeLallo is a lawyer representing the computer industry.
What we're proposing is something that would allow television and computers to converge relatively seamlessly at a relatively low price, and the public would reap the benefits of that.
But members of the coalition have been quick to lash back, calling the proposal self-serving and anti-competitive. Joseph Clayton is executive vice president of Thomson Consumer Electronics, which makes television sets.
As we all know today, their so-called baseline proposal for digital television is untested, unproven, and perhaps unreal. And at best, it offers the prospect of repeated high-cost consumer expenditures for continuous hardware and software upgrades. Remember the 286, the 386, the 486, the Pentium processor, not to mention a multitude of operating systems, such as DOS, Windows, and Windows 95. Is this truly what the American consumer wants from his television set? I don't think so.
Critics reply that it is the standards proposed by the coalition that would cost consumers more, since they would be required to purchase a TV set that could become obsolete. All this has attracted little public attention, in part because of the highly technical nature of the dispute. But for the industries involved, much is at stake. The FCC is expected to decide soon whether to accept the standards preferred by the electronics and broadcast industries. Several commissioners are known to favor doing so. But Chairman Reed Hunt has said he is reluctant to accept the recommendations without the approval of the computer industry. And he said he's hoping the two sides can resolve their differences. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.